Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with some team news ahead of tonight's blockbuster Premier League game when City welcome newly crowned Premier League champions Liverpool to the Etihad. It's an 8:15 kickoff. City remain without suspended Fernandinho. He must complete a two-match ban. Sergio Aguero's out for the season, while Eric Garcia could again be absent due to the head injury he suffered against Arsenal. Moving on, Ilkay Gundogan has warned newly crowned Premier League champions Liverpool that Manchester City know exactly where they have to improve next season. Guardiola's side host Liverpool, as you've heard, on Thursday, having relinquished their two-year reign at the summit with a 2-1 defeat to Chelsea last Thursday. City currently sit 23 points behind Liverpool, having lost 8 Premier League games this season, more than they lost in the previous two seasons combined. And although Gundogan readily admits Jurgen Klopp's side are fully deserving of this season's crown, he knows exactly how City are going to bounce back. He said, "We know where we can improve next season to challenge for the title again. We won the title back-to-back, which is always tough, but the motivation for next season will be there to win it again. We dropped too many unnecessary points that we didn't last season and lost too many home games in comparison to when we were unbeatable." And finally, Pep Guardiola has dismissed the possibility of Jadon Sancho returning to City this summer. Sancho, the City Academy graduate who left for Borussia Dortmund aged 17 3 years ago, is now regarded as one of Europe's hottest properties. The attacking midfielder, now a full England international, has been heavily linked with a move to Manchester United, but City were also thought to be a potential destination for the Londoner. But Guardiola was asked about a potential move and he said no. He decided to leave. Why should he decide to come back? We wanted him to stay like Eric Garcia and Phil Foden, but he decided, like Leroy now, and myself, when I decided to move to other countries to be a manager, to move. When he decided to move to Dortmund, it's not because he's going to decide to come back 1 year later. It would make no sense. That's all for now. We'll have more later.